I came looking for booty.
I'm taking the big boys here.
Oh, I know who you are. Now, I tell you what. I like you, and I want you. Now, we can do this the easy way, or we can do it the hard way. The choice is yours.
This is
an interesting, lengthy package.
I could take it.
I see you choosing the hard way.
Again, and I'm definitely looking forward to that one.
Don't make me ruin that bite. Please. I'm a warrior.
Only on the Wrestling World Podcast Network.
Well, the first thing we're about to talk about is why.
Why are we recording?
No, why beard?
It's just a thought. I'm not saying 100%. That's why I said it might be. It's just, it gets really right. Humid in St. Louis. Like, extremely humid. And the thing is that, like, my beard, I already have to condition, wash it like it's my damn head of hair. And I'm black, so humid, it's just going to curl up. I'm going to walk around looking like Kunta Kinte Jr.
It is about to be summertime. I can't argue with the, see my, like, our beard texture is different.
Exactly.
So even in the humidity, mine's is still kind of fine. Exactly the same.
So, I mean, we'll see. We'll see how it reacts to that. Because I've never had a beard like this. So we'll see how it reacts to the humidity.
Hasn't it changed your life?
Absolutely. Absolutely. Will I miss it?
Are people, like, nicer to you? Don't people just hand you money? Like, people just...
Does that happen? Oh, man, that's what I'm missing out on?
Real story. So I'm sitting at work at my desk, minding my own business, not messing with anybody. Guy walks by. He's going to the break room, stops, turns all the way around. He's like, dude, that beard. I'm like, thank you. He's like, that's an awesome beard you're working on there. I'm like, thank you. I'm like, see... It's shit like that. I don't know what it is. Like, people just, it's like not even just, because I don't think any woman said anything to me about my beard, but for some reason it's like, it's just thing with beards that everybody has. It's like people who can't grow one are extremely fascinated by one, and then the people who can grow one are just comparing their beards to everybody else with a beard. So you just, it's always a conversation start.
Right, it's always something to talk about. Like, yo, like, now, since we're telling beard story, like, girls have come up to me in, like, public places and just, I just wanted to touch it. Oh, well, now you have to touch something else. Get back here. You know?
See, like, I can't, because I'm married. Like, so if a woman randomly walks up and touches my beard, somebody's going to knock the fuck out that day. And she just, right. Did you hear? Did you
hear? Oh, I hope that made the audio. Based on instrumental record, hate, so I can write monumental methods. I'm not the king, but this is decaf. I stick them for the cream. Check it, just how deep can get. Deep as the abyss, and rubbers is mad fish. Accept it, in your cross color, clothes you crossed over. Think I totally crossed out and crisscrossed. Who the boss? Get tossed to the side, and on the dark side of the board. This is the NXT TakeOver preview show here on the Wrestling World Podcast Network. As always, you guys put me in this awkward position where you talk about a topic that I can have absolutely nothing to contribute to. This is my show. This is the NXT shit. Like, back off. Let me get a word or two in. No, I'm just kidding. But yeah, obviously we have CEO Hayes, Fame Black, the Andrew Bello here. We're going to talk a little NXT. As Fame said, he's got some sexy NXT things to say in our group chat. And fellas, Fame, how up are you on NXT? Like, are you current?
I'm not an every week watcher, but, like, I watched last week's just to get caught up because I know that TakeOver is coming. You know, it's WrestleMania season, so just in general, my appetite for wrestling. I mean, you know, I've been watching Impact Wrestling, and I got the wrestling fever. I'm still coming down off of Wrestle Kingdom, really, and the Royal Rumble. Like, I'm AJ Styles Cena is still in my head. Like, yeah.
Yeah.
Goldberg KO. Classic 5-star match. Still in my head.
Yeah, and Josh Monday? Matthews, best announcer in the world too, right?
Oh, but he is.
Oh, God. CEO, talk some sense.
Oh, man. I mean, it is WrestleMania season, and, you know, everybody's having a show this weekend. Literally almost any promotion, they're doing something big this weekend, either in Orlando or the surrounding areas. But NXT, Bella, I think I've been on almost every TakeOver show review you've done since you come on. The card almost doesn't matter, because every single, it doesn't matter when it looks lackluster or anything, they always step it up for TakeOver. So this is something that it just fits so well. And we know WrestleMania is going to be a good show, at least we hope so. But TakeOver, that's always something that you can just bet on. You know it's going to be good.
Yeah, I mean, knock on wood, there's never been a bad TakeOver to my recollection. But it's almost like WWE knows that they're giving us that, so that they can give us kind of whack-ass WrestleMania cards. Like, it's like, you know, no, shut up. You had Saturday. That's what you got. So, you know, to a degree, it's like a crutch for them to be able to say, like, well, we are giving everybody what they want. You just got to watch 7 days a week and maybe be satisfied some of the time. Yeah. We got the TakeOver. So if WrestleMania is the ultimate thrill ride, what is NXT TakeOver Orlando?
What would it be called before you, when you're doing the upper roller coaster? The ultimate anticipation.
There you go.
Okay.
Matter of fact, the ultimate anticipation.
See, TakeOver is like when you first go into a theme park, and it doesn't matter, you just want to get on a ride because you get in. And it doesn't matter. It's gonna make you feel great because it's your first ride. It's the first day of summer. First time you get into the theme park in the good season. So it's gonna be great no matter what the ride is. And then WrestleMania is the ultimate ride. The one that you look at and you're like, this is gonna be the last thing that we do. We're probably gonna do it twice before we go home.
Unfortunately, we might be doing it twice in years coming in future. I keep hearing more reports that they're gonna do multiple stadiums or multiple nights for WrestleMania, but you know, TakeOver still fairly simple. You know, it'll be a nice little 15,000, you know, people watching that. But trying to see if I had anything other pre-show topics. I don't know. Anything about last night that you want to bring to the table? I did a little abbreviated episode about the actual episode of NXT. I didn't think it advanced a whole lot, but I don't know. CEO, anything to contribute on that front?
I mean, NXT, there was, and I will say this, there was seriously a time frame, probably a second in that match where I thought you were right. I thought we were going to get Cassius Ohno losing and getting kicked out of NXT and only being there for a short run. And if the Drifters now come into the main roster, I mean, it was a pretty good send off. I'm not really a big fan of his, but it was an okay match for the Drifter. Was probably the best match he's had in NXT.
Yeah, fame, anything. How do you feel about Elias Samson, the Drifter, now being banished from Full Sail Arena?
Oh, man, like, I just, there's a couple ways you can play this, man. Like, it's a lot of ways it could go. If it's main roster, man, it's like, all right, that's kind of cool, but where exactly? You know what I mean? Like, to do what? Like, you just lost to get here, you know what I mean? So you got some redeeming to do.
I still think he's putting a mask on and he's going back to NXT. Like, I think we're just going to get, you know.
I don't hate that.
They've done it already, though. Like, the only other time they've ever done a loser leaves NXT match, it was Bo Dallas, and he came back wearing a mask. Weirdly enough, against Sami Zayn, who should be doing all of this.
But nobody saw that, Bello.
That's true. I don't even think you can, like, watch that. I don't know. It's old-ass episodes
like,
of NXT.
That shit is all new, what you just said to me. I actually want to see it.
They're starting to put the older pre-network NXTs, they're starting to add those back in. So
you should good. Be able to see it. I gotta it, go yeah. back and watch. Gotta go back and watch all of those. But so we have a TakeOver coming up here, boys, and it's a very limited card. It was only four matches going into last night's NXT episode. So we do get a match that was added on last night, as I said, or on this week's episode of NXT, and Sanity's taking on in a 8-man mixed tag match, because everyone loves those. Roderick Strong, Ty Dillinger, No Way Jose, and the debuting Ruby Riot. What do you got on this one? And does any of this matter? Do we care? Is this just time filler?
I will say this, and it's probably not going to happen. But what if I told you whatever team loses this match is going up to the main roster in the draft?
That would be cool.
I think that's it. That's what I want to see happen. I would love to see Sanity lose. And because think about it, SmackDown could use Nikki Cross. Sanity would fill that hole that the Wyatt family used to fill. They need mid-carders. They need people in general. And you could be the same could be, except Ruby Riott, because I don't think she's coming up. But if Ty Dillinger, Roderick Strong, and No Way Jose lose this match, I can see them appearing or just being in the draft or whatever. Maybe not the next night after WrestleMania, but I definitely think I can see them getting drafted up.
I didn't even think about that, but I'd love to see Sanity. I think they're ready. I think for the most part, with the exception of maybe Wolf, all of them individually are ready anyway. Fame, what do you think about this match in general, before we even get into it?
When is the draft?
No one knows.
Right. So I don't think that we should be, like, counting on it. You know what I mean? Like,
yeah.
The night after WrestleMania used to be the time that you could, I mean, that is the time where you could just get called up. And, you know, Bayley's and Samoa Joe have proven that you can just get called up at any time. So, you know, the only reason I would want to see Sanity on the main roster is because I wanted to see them go against the Wyatt family. I wanted to see the debut of Sister Abigail, but, you know, now she's dead and burned. Yeah. Thanks, Randy Orton. this is kind of filler to me. Like, I was into it for a minute. And then I'm just like, it's 8-man. And we're going to settle this in an 8-man, I guess, if you want. And then it's like, Ruby Red? Who the fuck is that?
Yeah, she's new. And they just,
Heidi Lovelace, right?
Heidi Lovelace from the indie scene. But she just kind of, she got thrown in here in the most random way.
Kate Fabley, like, we needed a girl.
Yep.
Yeah, that one. Like, we have war, we have beef, and you, join our beef. Join our gang. Come on.
She's definitely interesting looking. Like, I'm sorry, Bella, I keep cutting you off, but she, to be in a face role, she just, I can't see that. But go ahead.
That's what, they did. That's pretty much what I was going to say, is that they picked the most interesting looking, like, person to go against Nikki Cross of all people. Like, now you just got two, you know, crazy bitches above and beyond just regular average bitchdom. But,
they should have got ODB, man.
Well, that would have been cool. I could see that. Nikki Cross at ODB, signed me up.
I've seen one match of hers, and I'm a huge fan now. She, like, won me over that night.
That's just because her panties kept popping out from the bottom of her dress.
That actually worked against her.
And I know you're now aware of her former relationship with Eric Young. ODB coming up and fighting against Sanity. I'm in.
Yeah, there you go.
But I am going to book a slight twist into this match before we get into picks here. I think perhaps during the course of this match, No Way Jose turns heel on the group, joins Sanity, and becomes No Siree Bob. No?
Book it, Bello. Book it.
Fade the look on your face.
How far is this going to go when his name is No Way Jose? All right? Like, I don't want to see him competing for any titles. No way. Who is your champion? Who is the NXT champion? No Way Jose. I don't
know. Yeah. Who? You know? Wait. No. No, I'm asking you. Who's the NXT champion?
The new NXT champion? No Way Jose? No Way Jose. Yes, exactly. No Way Jose. Damn it.
It's a trap. All right, so picks for this one. CEO, who do you got?
I'm calling it. I say the faces lose here. You can't book Sanity to lose here. I don't think so. You want them to look strong. They're literally the only faction in NXT, so I don't think that they can lose.
Fame?
I don't know if you can debut a chick and then have her lose on a takeover.
Yeah.
So I'm going to go with the faces to win. But, you know, like, Sanity's the bad guy, so maybe I think you may be right. I the most interesting thing you said, CEO, ever, is that they will fill the hole that the Wyatts now don't have. And that's like, I want to see them feud with the Wyatts, but they might come up and bring that special bit of family crazy.
Luke Harper out here. Who's to say that somehow Luke Harper doesn't get tied in with Sanity and uses them to get back at Bray?
Ooh. Whoa!
Yeah.
Listen to the smart man.
I love that. Damn, I was just going to say, I could see him going over to Raw and just rounding out that Triple H heel faction very nicely. Like, Triple H with Sanity, Joe, and Kevin Owens, just, he's got like an army of fucking people. He's just taking over Raw altogether, I mean, but that's like, way better.
Kayfabe-ly, they all owe Triple H a favor, you know what I mean?
Exactly. Yep.
They all can just do anything for the boss. Like, that's a great storyline all the time, no matter who he pulls. Is it like, can you imagine if the third man is Shinsuke Nakamura?
Wow. That's wow.
NXT boys. You know?
Yeah. The invasion really angle is imminent, right? Like, they're going to have a Triple H and all of his kids taking over the company angle one day, right? That's going to happen.
The only thing with that is that, I mean, most of the company is technically up from NXT. So, I mean, that would be, he can pull almost anybody. Take your pick, and all of a sudden, they're Triple H's boys. But go ahead, fam. Well, I know you're about to.
Listen, this is I used to run this. I used to pitch this angle forever, and it's still time. I used to pitch a TNA invasion via NXT and having Triple H be the leader of it, and even going so far in kayfabe, like, he can say, Steph, I only married you to get into the business and get into, you know, now I got my own thing. NXT is technically in my name. You know what I mean? And just like run that shit. Like, it's NXT versus WWE. It's like, I totally ran that angle, yo. And I still think it's a hot idea. Triple H's army versus Vince McMahon's dying soldiers. Like, Undertaker is dedicated. Kane is over there. But you got Shinsuke Nakamura and AJ Styles on the side of Triple H. I don't know, man. It's crazy. We go so far with that.
I could see Triple H going with... I mean, I could see AJ siding with Vince. I feel like he never went to NXT. Like, he don't know Triple H shit, kayfabe-ly.
Ooh, okay. I could go with that too, though.
But you also got like the guys like Jericho was in the invasion angle, where it's like, oh, he used to be there, but he's been here a long time. So like, you can always have like, you know, Seth Rollins. Where do his loyalties lie if the line is drawn right now? I mean, it would be with WWE, you'd imagine, but
just to be against Triple H, right? And like, and you can do it like they did with the WCW and WWE with the invasion, as far as like characters you don't know which way they go, like The Rock. They were like, which side are you going to be on? As if The Rock would ever been on WCW's side.
Yeah. They tried. They tried to build suspense where they clearly didn't need to. One of the many flaws in the invasion angle. But we do have other matches. Only like half a WCW roster's worth. But
a third.
So, yeah. I mean, and the only third, really. The only third that mattered for the most part. Buff Bagwell just wasn't doing it. So, all right, so we have another match here. Andrade Cien Almas, who I've been starting to love a bit more every week, taking on, I assume, Fame's cousin, Aleister Black, in his debut match. Fame, I mean, it's all in the family, so why don't you kick us off here?
Yo, I'm so mad that you said that, because I was like, Aleister Black? I got to cheer for him. He might be family. That's how I feel the loyalty, man. I don't know. Tell me what you find interesting about Omos there.
I just like, well, I'm a big fan in New Japan of Los Ingobernables, and he was like one of the founding members of it in Mexico when it started, and he's basically just doing the same shit I love Tetsuya Naito for in New Japan. I don't know who came up with it, but I don't give a shit. It's awesome, and I get it on both fronts, so it's awesome for me. He's gonna get his head kicked in this match, though. I think
I gotta watch more of him, man, because I'm not too familiar with him. I tend to, you know, get some food because I'm like, oh, who's that guy? Hey, it's food time. Shinsuke Nakamura will be out soon.
You got it. Yeah. First of all, he could actually be related to you. So you right, have to case, like babe. No, in real life. I mean, Fame's half Mexican. He could Andrade could be your cousin. Y'all multiply like crazy, so you never know.
It's so funny what comes out of Hayes' mouth. If it came out of Bello's mouth,
right.
This is a completely different show.
That's the thing. That's why me and Bello, we are a team, because he thinks it, and I'm like, okay, I know he can't say it without the whole IWC going in on him, so I got to say it for him.
He's probably texting to tell Fame Mexicans ain't shit.
When you guys go off on your tangents, I just think about how wonderful the wall's going to look. Like, this is the things that I...
Oh, man.
I'm sorry. I try not to.
He's getting us comfortable. He's getting us comfortable. He's like, you know what? He's going to send a text to his boy Trump like, hey, I got two of them. They're in a good position. They're comfortable. Just have your boy slide in and get them.
I'm going to get black bag.
I'm going to be like, look, I'm not even Mexican. It doesn't matter.
Oh, we heard you on the podcast talking about Mexican food. You're going to get all you want now.
Oh, God, the places these podcasts go. All jokes aside,
I spent an hour on the internet looking for a picture of Donald Trump eating a burrito so I could make a joke about him liking Mexican food, and I could not find. I believe he's gone in and had the NSA take all the pictures out of him eating anything Hispanic.
Oh, taco salad. Trump taco salad. That was the famous. He posted it on, like, Cinco de Mayo, and people lost their minds at how racist he is for encouraging this, you know, ethnic food on a day of ethnic culture. God forbid. Like, Jesus Christ. Anyway.
I did not think it was racist. I did think, you a damn lie. There's too many spices in that for you. You're not eating that for real. But
that's possible.
This is hilarious. I'm looking at this picture now. Okay, I'm sorry. We've completely derailed the pod.
Trump taco salad takeover Orlando something or other.
Best taco salad. We're gonna be the best takeover. We're gonna take over. We're gonna build the wall over the Mexicans. They will not be able to get over anymore. No more America, for sure.
On that note, I'm picking CN Almas now just so I could cancel out some of this racist banter. I had Aleister Black, but I got no problem with CN Almas. He's good.
If he pulls out another Destino, like, he's the GOAT. Another, like,
he did one.
I know he did one, but was it that Australia show? Australia?
In Japan, I think.
Japan. Oh, yeah, he had to pull it out then. But, yeah, I want to see Aleister Black's not losing on his debut.
No.
They have too much invested in this guy. So Black is going over.
Black excellence. Hashtag Black
excellence. Yes! Yes!
You're welcome. But I don't even know where to go from here. I feel like this podcast has not even been about this takeover special. Like, what?
But you know what? That's what happens when you get us three together. We make the podcast entertaining without somebody who doesn't even really listen to wrestling will get half of the references we've made in this podcast. It's great.
It is great. And then Fame will slip in one that no one gets but Fame.
And like 5% of America.
Hey, but those 5%, they love it. They love it. And think about it, if you listen to a podcast and you heard something so obscure, and you were like, but I know that though. I know exactly what he's talking about. That is a feeling you cannot simulate, my friend.
That's a beautiful thing.
It's good for you to swallow it.
Oh, God. So there's even title matches on this card. Which one should we start with? Because I'm pretty damn excited about all of them. CJ, I'll let you pick, man. Which one of these matches are we going with?
Let's talk about what could possibly end up being the best match of the weekend, and that is this tag team triple threat match for the NXT titles. You have the Revival here, and on a takeover, take my money. Like, that's all I need. I don't even need to know who they're facing. Give me the revival on a takeover show. It's going to be at least a 4-star match at the bare minimum.
Yeah. The Revival versus Team Reach Around NXT Takeover. We're laying down the challenge. Fame. Fame. What are your thoughts on this match before we even get into picks? Because I'm as excited, if not more so than CJ, about it.
I am excited. Listen, I'm gonna tell you something. I tried really hard to I didn't like the Revival at first. I know, right? What the fuck? I was like, they're a little too old school for me. Like, it's not for me. And I saw them in Brooklyn, and I was won over. Like, these guys had me. And ever since then, every single match I've seen of that is amazing. Like, I am totally bought. It's exactly what Hayes said. Take my money. Luckily, it's free for me because I'm on a free trial.
Ah, you managed to work that free trial. How many of those has that been now? Oh, I'm kidding.
No, like, how many? That's why he has so many email addresses. That's why he has so many damn different email addresses, that bastard.
It's a hustle. It's called a hustle.
Loyalty and respect, my friend. all right, so who's going to win this match? Because they've done like a kick-ass job of building all this.
Right there. Let me tell you something right now. I signed up for the network day fucking one. I never got a free trial.
Yep.
I signed up one.
So you feel like you deserve a free trial? You deserve the free trial?
I got one now.
See, that's exactly why Trump's going to deport your ass. That's the exact kind of thinking that's making it a problem.
I paid my money. I never got anything free. It's my turn now.
Let's stop with the Trump references. I don't want Bello. He's going to get off this podcast and be like, you know what? Fuck both you guys. I kept it together during the podcast. I hate both you bastards.
Oh, CEO, you know me better than that.
I know, man.
Oh man, yeah, no, this is I can take it. As a matter of fact, this is something I'm going to talk to you after air coming soon.
Thank you for saying that. No, stop, because you just said I can take it, and you know the sound clip I got from you earlier. Thank you for that. Yes, let me write down this timestamp.
Oh man, it's all over. There's going to be like a, I don't know, God damn it. I'm sorry, folks. Whatever you hear, it's all edited. It's fake news, but.
Well, I wouldn't worry about it, honestly, because, yo, there's been shows where it's literally been, hey, are you going to edit that out? Yeah, I'll edit it out later. And yeah. I heard it when I downloaded it, because Hayes doesn't give a fuck.
Oh, no.
Literally said, Fame's got a new show coming. I said, yo, let's edit that out. I don't want to tell people. Oh, I'll edit it out. Don't worry about it. You know how I heard?
You know, wait, hold on. Wait a second. In my defense, Josh edited that show. I did forget to send him the notes, but anytime you don't know the stuff I edit out of shows. Let's just be safe. Let's just say here, Dwayne Hadley would have gotten all of us arrested several times if I didn't go through his show with a fine tooth comb. Like, I'm sure he's admitted to felonies on his podcast.
Oh my. I didn't even know. The dark corners of the universe that you shade us from, CEO. You truly are holding it down. Thank you, man.
I just those uncut episodes.
Oh, yeah, man.
Me too. I can listen to them while I'm murdering people.
No, all jokes aside, and I'm sorry. I hate to derail. We're talking about something that has nothing to do with wrestling. But I promise my right hand, I'm not even exaggerating right now. Dwayne has said no less than 5 things that I'm sure are illegal in at least 10 states. That's why I'm so glad you edit your own shows now. I'm glad Gerald's starting to edit his own shows, because he literally takes up all my editing energy.
I gotta edit this.
No, I got this. Thank one.
Thank you. All right, so
amidst, NXT.
Yeah, amidst all of this madness, there's some fucking awesome wrestling occurring this weekend, and we have this triple threat match. We didn't pick winners. Hayes, who's going over in this rocks paper scissors of tag teams?
I kind of want to say that Gargano and Ciampa are winning these titles back, because I would like to see the Authors of Pain on either show on the main roster. They're not the best workers, but I'll dig their characters a lot, and I think that there's definitely a spot for them. And, you know, Dash and Dawson, you can bring them up at any time, but I don't really think that there's a team good enough to really fill that void, at least until TM61 comes back. I think they're definitely going to be there until TM61 can come back. So my pick is Gargano and Ciampa, if I didn't make that clear.
You did. Bam.
I gotta go with these big boys, man. These dudes are huge. These dudes are, yo. My nickname for them, I actually forgot that they were called the Authors of Pain, because I call them Bebop and Rocksteady.
Yeah.
6-star reference. Actually, that's like 3. That's not that good.
If we get Paul Ellering in full Shredder attire, I'm all good on this.
And let's not say Bebop and Rocksteady, because they were just recently in the movie. Let's go Tokar and Rezar.
Ooh.
Because that is similar to their names. Now, ooh, that, sir, that is a reference.
That Secret of the Ooze shit right there, folks. This is the kind of references and content you get here only on the Wrestling World Podcast Network.
And for those complaining, why are they talking about the Ninja Turtles? It has nothing to do with wrestling. Kevin Nash was in the Ninja Turtles, bitch! Ow!
Super Shredder action, folks. We got Super It all comes full circle. Life is wrestling.
Wrestling is life. Our president is a WWE Hall of Famer. And let's not forget, he ran... God
damn it! Fuck!
Wait, let's not forget, he ran before, and it didn't work. It wasn't until he became a WWE Hall of Famer that he became the president. Because wrestling is life. That was actually a good thing.
That was. It was, but I just calm down. But I too am taking the big boys here, fame. I'm taking the Authors of Pain. I think it's gonna be a fucking bloodbath this match come hell or high water. We're gonna have it's just awesome. All three of these teams work really well together. They bounce off one another really well. This is a ladder away from being one of the best matches we might ever see. Like if Enzo and Cass and all them weren't getting it on the main roster, this match with the ladder would be fucking amazing. But it's going to be amazing anyway. And I see, to your point before, CJ, I see Authors of Pain sticking around for a little while until they could build up a babyface, maybe even TM61, and DIY going up north. DIY against the heel Usos right now would be pretty solid.
Oh, yeah.
My only problem with that is that they'd have to do it if they're doing it on SmackDown, you know, barring a draft of some sort, is that like you can't do the DIY split and smooth transition into the cruiserweight division that's ultimately going to happen. But, that's all just.
But what if I told you that Johnny Gargano is such a sympathetic face? I could see him playing that Daniel Bryan role in a sense. He doesn't necessarily have to be a cruiserweight.
I would love that. I think that's precisely what it should be, but I'm being realistic. No, I'm fame sideways. Any thoughts on the wonders that is Johnny Gargano?
Wow, dude, I love that guy, man. Like DIY was so super cool, man. Like, but I knew them. Like, they're so good. Like, I knew Johnny wrestling. Like, he was one of the few outside WWE people I paid attention to. So I've been a fan.
Yeah, I think it just works even better on the WWE level, because like on the indies, like, yeah, you got some bigger guys, but like everybody in WWE is like 6'3", 260, and standing next to Johnny Gargano, he instantly earns your sympathy just by standing there. Like standing next to Randy Orton, he'd look like his little brother.
Hopefully Randy has pants on.
Yes, in that particular situation especially. But so we have... Noam Dar still looks like a fucking 3-year-old. That got that visual in my head. But anyway, nonetheless, we have the women's match here is Asuka and Ember Moon. This has been built really well. Two really awesome performers, two really awesome characters. Asuka with this just like inability, or not even inability, but there without having a need for her to even be on the heel face spectrum at all during any of her run, really. She just does what she needs to do and they work around it. And I mean, this is going to be awesome. I, contrary to Dave Meltzer, I think Asuka's losing this and coming up to the main roster very soon. Fame, thoughts on any of this?
Okay. Asuka is sexy as fuck. I would let her do things to me that I wouldn't let Nia Jax do to me. She looks like the type of chick. She looks like the type of chick that would like punch me in the mouth during sex, and I'm not into that, but I'm into that. So, those are those thoughts. Now, Ember Moon, I would like to fuck her in a dark alley with her eyes glowing like she's some sort of vampire zombie hybrid blade situation. I don't know. It turns me on. It's great. Those are those thoughts.
Okay.
Thoughts on the match.
Good. Let's hear those.
Let me ask you this question. Fane, are you standing up during this match?
Oh yeah, I have to be. I don't even know what you meant by that, but yeah. Oh yeah, I'm on my toes. Okay, I'm Brad Maddoxing all over the place. You understand? Oh. God. My thoughts on this match. Wish it was a bra and panties match. Bring back those.
You know, I can't. Like, I can't in good conscience allow this. Like, stop it. We have good fucking women's wrestling. I hate the... You've got me virtue signaling. You've got me sounding like Josh, and I can't fucking handle this right now.
I'm actually driving somewhere with this.
Okay.
As attractive as I find these two women, and I do, and as attractive as I find them in a situation where they're rubbing and touching and rolling all over the place, awesome as well. However, I am more excited for the wrestling than any of that. Like,
I'm sorry.
Asuka, on top of being like my baby, is the best. At a certain point in time, I would have called her the best wrestler in the world, period. Man or female. Like, she rocks all the way through. Her shit right now, where her being a coy and laughing at Ember Moon, makes me think she is going to lose because she's not taking it serious anymore. And why would you? You whooped everyone's ass. Like, she didn't just win, she whooped ass, and she's amazing. And Ember Moon, yo, if that stunner doesn't become a super finisher, like, and she get another finisher, because that shit is amazing. I don't want to see that get played out. I need Asuka to take two of those and then you know, get the women's SmackDown title the very next night as one of the able-bodied women and complete the legacy. Yo, we would have legit champions. Like, whether it's Bayley, whether it's Charlotte, whether it's Banks, it's not going to be Nia, but that would rock my bell. And then we would have Asuka as the SmackDown and then Ember Moon as the NXT. Oh my God. That is wrestling gasm all over the place, as well as other gasms.
And potentially the retirement of Nikki Bella. This whole thing could just be like the dawning of what is the real women's revolution.
Now we just need to get Natalya out of there and we'll be all right.
Yeah. She just has to talk. She wrestles like fine.
I like Natty ever since she started acting like Olivia Newton-John at the end of Grease. That's why she started wearing those cat suits. I got chills. They're multiplying.
That's what Dean and Renee remind me of, is fucking Danny Zuko, Olivia Newton-John, right? Like, she even fucking looks just like Olivia Newton-John, like a modern-day version, if you will, with the fucking leather jacket and shit. Dean Ambrose is Danny Zuko. Vince, stop listening. Rewind. We don't need to see that WWE film, okay? That would just be God fucking awful.
Jeez.
Anyway.
He's shaking his head.
Yeah, Hayes, you have thoughts on this women's wrestling match? And by the way, Fame, I'm sorry I cut you off before, man. I should have waited for the payoff. Typical wrestling fan. I was impatient and rude.
That's why I was doing the whole, my thoughts on that. My thoughts on this. I was building, man.
I missed it, man. I'm sorry. See, I ruined it. But Hayes, I'll give you the stage.
I admire your passion because you were upset with me for sexualizing all the wrestling, but I was coming for you.
Fame almost took my booking and ideas for this match exactly. I have one slight change on this. As much as I would love to see Asuka show up at WrestleMania to win that title, I think you have her lose here on exactly two eclipses, as Fame said. They've already put that move over huge. But then you Asuka, I don't see as her the type to just give up and just walk away. So I think that they're gonna have and go on a feud for a couple more months afterwards. But I definitely have Ember Moon going over here. And plus, they're going to be yelling in this match. They're going to be screaming, just passion. They're both beautiful women. Ember Moon. Let me tell you how deep the love for Ember Moon in this house is. A, she's a great wrestler. She's beautiful. Had to show Ember Moon to my wife, and she was like, okay. Yeah, if you can convince her, I'll be down.
Man, so, Mrs. Hayes, you the real MVP. Okay.
So now I just have to find my way down to the Performance Center, get some of that roofing from Dwayne Hadley, because I know he has some. Just Sam.
We may or may not have audio evidence of said Rufalin.
just Sam Club and Costco quantities of Rufalin just laying around. So I just need to borrow some of that.
It would be I just good. Need like a spoonful.
Yeah, just give me a little bit. But no, all jokes aside, this is going to be a great match. I think this, if they give them enough time, could be the best women's wrestling match to happen in NXT. And that's to say a lot, because there's been some great women's matches that happen in NXT. But I think that they're capable of doing it. But I definitely see Ember Moon picking up the win here.
The only reason that I would disagree with you on being one of the best is, well, I don't know what you think is the best now, but for me, it's Banks and Bayley in Brooklyn. And that story is just too deep. And I don't think that Asuka and Ember have it. They don't have the story behind it to help that.
I can agree with that. I mean, just as far as in the ring wrestling, that story, nobody's in NXT.
I feel you, but it's hard to separate.
Yeah, I can understand that.
You can always feel the story. Like that CM Punk match, it's, you know, when you take out the smoke and the mirrors, it's all right. It's pretty good. But 5-star, that's because fucking Punk won and left in Chicago. Like, you gotta add that. You gotta factor it in. You can't not.
Absolutely, I can understand that. What about you, Bella? What's your pick here?
Yes, sir. Give us up.
I say Ember Moon. Not only despite Dave Meltzer, because I saw that report and I was just like, for fuck's sake, man! Like, why go out on this limb? Like, there's just no need. Like, everyone assumes that Asuka's coming up. Just roll with it, and if you're wrong, you're wrong. Like, whatever. Like, I don't see him. I don't know. Nonetheless, Ember Moon went in here. It makes the most sense. I've been a big proponent of the idea of Asuka coming up to the main roster undefeated. I think that would be awesome, but I just think, like, they've been building Ember Moon for this. There's, like, this is the, everything since she debuted has been building up to this, and there, it can't be for her to lose. Like, I don't understand what.
I just feel like who's left?
Well, they're going to bring in some women now with this women's tournament coming up in the summer. So they'll have a few, you know, new women lying around. Ruby Riott's apparently a thing. Nikki Cross is been around. And the Aussies are going to regroup. So there's other things for Ember Moon to do on the other side of Asuka. But I don't know that there's any, like, do we need to see Ember Moon lose to Asuka in order to care about this big overcoming victory? Asuka's been undefeated for 500 fucking days or something like that.
Well, that's what I mean. I'm saying for Asuka to win, well, who else is left? I done whooped everybody else's ass.
Exactly.
Like, I whooped them. They don't even want to come here. When they come back here, they bring friends and they still can't win. I'm just that bitch.
She is. So yeah, we have the consensus here. Ember Moon going across the board. It all comes down to this, fellas. The main event.
Asuka wins. And gives her belt to Sami Zayn, and trades up to the main roster, and the first thing that she and the first thing she does after she does a couple jobber matches is go for the U.S. title, her versus KO.
Yeah, I'm all about Asuka as a cruiserweight. I think that's legit. You give me a 10-minute match of Asuka kicking the shit out of Noam Dar, I'm good with that. Like I can watch that. But no, if Sami got the women's title and went to Raw, he'd be jobbing to Steph instantaneously. She'd be like, oh, you're a woman now? Great, Sammy, get in the ring. Go ahead, lay down. You want a job? Lay down. Good.
And Sammy will do a whole bit where he's like, am I going to lay down? Am I going to lay down? Huh? And he'll like start to get lower. No, I won't do it. And he'll still lose.
He'll still lose because he's a loser and a bitch. Yeah, yeah. So, so we went from NXT TakeOver San Antonio, where Rude versus Nakamura for the NXT title was the quote biggest money match in the history of NXT, to a match, the rematch of what was an excellent match having little to no build whatsoever. Does it need it? And shouldn't they be putting in some effort? Fame, what do you got?
It sold itself. Come on now. That match was amazing. He's not going to break his knee again. Like, I got to see this play out differently. So, I am totally hooked. They could have announced it the night of. Oh, by the way, almost forgot. They could have, WWE app could have texted me at 5:50 in the afternoon on Saturday. By the way, Shinsuke Nakamura goes, tries to get his NXT title back. I'm like, oh, shit.
That's exactly how they
work. No matter what I'm doing tonight, fuck that. You could have thrown that shit on a random Wednesday at 4 a.m. and I'd be up for that.
But shouldn't they put, I agree, Fame, but shouldn't they have put in some effort here? They really didn't even touch, like, between, I'm not even physically touched. Nakamura's been hurt for however real that is, but, like, this has been an afterthought, and we've been getting a lot of segments with six-man tags between Sanity and the upper mid-card face jobbers. So, like, well, what? I don't know, man. Like, I know they need to use the time to develop.
Right. But something. You got an hour. You only got 1 hour. So if you got a match that you don't need to sell, like, yo, once you made the sell, stop selling. You feel me? Like, people are already into that. Like, all right, so put it to the side. Let these other stories really develop so we can sell a full pay-per-view instead of just the main event. So and they have the room to do so because, you know, it's on the WWE network. It doesn't have to do ratings. So it's not like, oh, the champion wasn't there this week. Ratings for NXT went down. No, everybody still has the network. The money's still there. They can experiment.
I like it. Now, as far as the match itself, Hayes, I'll go to you first. Who you got?
I have Bobby Roode because Shinsuke's coming up. He has to. Bobby Roode's happening. Of all the fake knee injuries, I mean, think about it. We got a fake knee injury on every brand. We got Seth Rollins on Raw, Naomi on SmackDown, Shinsuke on NXT. But I definitely think they have big plans for Nakamura after WrestleMania, and I think Bobby Roode is going to pick up the win, but it's going to be a great match.
Yeah, I mean, their first match is still my favorite match of the year, and you know, I've made that clear on the network a couple times. I just think that bell to bell, like you were saying before about the women's matches, you know, bell to bell, that was 20-25 minutes of just pure gold. Like every bit of it was awesome, and I was popping like crazy. Biting on near falls, like watching all this, just, you know, this chaos. Doctors were involved, which is something I generally hate, and it turned out to be like an integral part of the match that like made the story all that much better, which is very hard for them to do, at least from my perspective. And I mean, yeah, Roode wins here. My concern is like, how does Roode win? Like Roode winning definitively 1-2-3 in the middle of the ring is fine, but like if he wins nefariously, that leaves the door open for like Nakamura to get maybe one more shot, and unfortunately that doesn't mean he's coming up on Raw on Monday. How does Roode end up winning, Hayes, before I go over to Fame?
How does he end up winning? I don't know, some type of cheap shot, kicking the nuts, something, and then that DDT, but he's not winning clean. He won the first match clean. He's not winning this one clean.
Yeah, I guess he did win the first one clean, Fame.
Clean as a whistle, man. But he is not going to be winning this one. Oh. Say hello to the new champ, Shinsuke! Yeah, he's going to win.
You think Nakamura is going over here?
Yeah, man. And then go do it one more time. Maybe in Japan, July 4th, I don't know. Maybe a mid takeover, maybe a SummerSlam. Or, you know, Brooklyn or whatever. Yeah. Where they're gonna do it one more time, and then they'll do the call up, you know. Damn. And I think it'll be Bobby Roode.
So when do you see Nakamura coming up?
I think he should remain in unless he's gonna be Triple H's bitch. His Asian bitch. I think he should remain in NXT for a while and be the spectacle there.
Yeah.
Until they got a little bit more under their belt.
And he is. I mean, he's a draw. I can totally see the point from the aspect of NXT still needs somebody to draw. You don't think Roode could fill that void? He's glorious.
No. I love Bobby Roode. I just want to see him. I'd rather see him on the main roster doing stuff. You know, Shinsuke can wrestle till he's like 805. You know, not saying Asian people age slow. I'm just saying, yeah, I am. I'm saying Asian people age slow. You know, Bobby Roode has only got like, you know, it's weird. They got this weird mix where they look like they're really young for a long time, and then they switch over to looking like they're
100. Oh, it's like overnight. It's like they stay looking. They don't age past 40 for like 26 years. Right. They wake up and then all of a sudden, all those 26 years plus 8 have just been added to their face.
All right. CJ, you're going to have to edit this out, man. We don't have an Asian on the panel. Trump's going to China soon. Like, we gotta make sure this is... Yeah, we got to get this one's got to come out.
Hold on. fuck WWE your just editing. Signed an
Asian guy.
No, I'm kidding. You don't have to. Let it in. Leave it. I'm just fucking with you. But yeah, so I think we covered TakeOver somewhere in between.
Wait, wait. Did you give your pick?
Oh, I don't think I did, but yeah, Rude's winning this match. I think I thought I said that, but yeah, yeah.
He said that. Bobby
Roode's winning. Nakamura's coming up. Like, I'm all in on Nakamura debuting on Monday. I'm gonna lose my shit when the fucking violin hits on Monday night. Wherever I may be, that's I'm gonna keep an Whoever extra I'm pair killing. Of pants. Yeah, I'm gonna keep an extra pair of pants handy. It's gonna get ugly, but I'm just so excited for Nakamura. I cannot wait to see the you know, just what they do with him, the crowd's reaction, hearing the whole Raw arena singing the theme song. It's gonna be wonderful. Yeah, CJ, you got more clips, you're fine. You got more ammunition now.
The intro to this show is going to be the best yet. This is going up tonight too, by the way. I have to edit this right now while the inspiration is hot. So
good. All right, well, there were a couple, one other thing that I need to address before we go home, and that is there was a certain challenge laid out on the Blue Zone this week by Misery Williams, as he's now calling himself. We apparently are having a book off for the King Booker Championship. As we know, I'm already royalty to some degree here on the network, so I'm gonna have a second kingdom, boys. I'm already working on shit, man. I got the charts are out, CJ. I'm doing paperwork. Listen to the papers, folks. But yeah, I'm gonna do my best, you know, out of respect for the network and everybody here, and make it seem like this might be a contest worth listening to. Like this is gonna be a worthwhile battle, but. No, I'm sorry, D. Will. This one, you're gonna look back on this and just be like, "Why? Why did I even bother?"
Well, damn.
You know you fucked up, right?
Like now we have it documented. You could go back and listen to the Blue Zone the week of WrestleMania and be like, "That's the moment in time where I fucked
up." For those who do not know, what is the challenge? He challenged you to a book off.
It is a book off. So the official challenge, I suppose, is we are gonna book WrestleMania to SummerSlam. And I've already got charts abound. I'm going to go crazy. Like, I'm going to be just completely stupid by Saturday afternoon. I'm not even going to be able to watch TakeOver. I'm going to be mentally ill. I'm not going to sleep. I got the coffee going. Like, this is a problem, folks. But, yeah, I guess we're booking everybody. I don't know. CJ, do you want to lay some parameters down? You're an independent arbiter in this situation.
So the way that this is going to work, because he did challenge you to a book off, and that's kind of hard to quantify in a way to figure out who wins it. So it's going to be a panel of myself, Mimi. I'm going to have her do it, too, because she fashions herself as a casual. And then we're going to get Gerald Cooper as well.
How much do you want us to book? Like, am I booking literally the whole card for both shows? Because I could do that. It's just like
all I want. What the parameter is that from the ending of WrestleMania to the card of SummerSlam. So you don't have to book every pay per view between them. You don't have to get that detailed. But I need you to book what happens after WrestleMania to lead to your booking on SummerSlam, the SummerSlam pay per view. So just a general overview of it. You don't have to do, like I said, every show, every pay-per-view between there, but book your storyline and how you get from WrestleMania to SummerSlam.
I dig it. All right. I can do that. That's going to save me a lot of time. Thank you, boss. No
problem. I already won, boys.
Uh-oh.
Read it and weep.
Randy Orton plus pants equals money.
Done.
That's money in and of itself. Put that shit on a t-shirt. I'd buy it. So this has been the NXT TakeOver review, I suppose, here on the Wrestling World Podcast Network. Do we have anything else to say before we wrap this up and get you back to the editing board, CJ?
Just be on the lookout. We got a lot of content coming this weekend between WrestleMania prediction show, between us and PW Hustle, and then I think the boys from WWPN are also going to be doing a prediction show. So there's the WrestleMania after show, the TakeOver after show. It's no sleep till Orlando's over with. And then we still have
The Ultimate Thrill Ride and Blue Zone
to do right after that. And of course, the Ultimate Thrill Ride. So,
Hey, yo, listen, post Mania Red Zone is
going it's gonna to be lit.
I hope you gentlemen drink coffee.
Lit.
I was getting so excited just thinking about it as I was talking about it on Next Level last night. I was just like, oh my God, Red Zone, Raw after Mania. Like, this shit, like, seriously, folks, if you're listening to this, share this shit. Your friends need this in their lives.
All I can say is the Red Zone.
It's good for you, bitch.
So swallow it.
There we go.
But the Red Zone after Mania, I'm not running down any matches. I don't even know how I'm going to contain it. We're just going to talk and mark the hell out because this is going to be some fun shit, man. Fame's going to be in his usual fame state.
Little bit famier.
A little bit famier. I'm going to be my usual hay state.
Listen, all right, let's talk about this story. WrestleMania is like a holiday to me. I don't celebrate most holidays because most of them are shit. Here's the thing. WrestleMania, I like request off from work if I'm not working. If I'm not already off, I request the next day off. I request the Tuesday off.
Yep.
Like, well,
I'm
now
off till Wednesday.
You know what I'm saying? Like, I totally, like, get invested. Like, it's a cool thing. I take off like a vacation. Like, I watch it. I order, like, a bunch of food. I get special food. There's special drinks. There's special Mary Jane. There's special other things.
Okay. So, other things. Not to cut you off, Fame. I'm issuing a challenge right now.
Oh, no.
We have over a year. I need all three of us, if nobody else on WWPN, to find our way to WrestleMania and the Raw afterwards. And I say, let's do Red Zone Live at a bar.
That would be the best.
So you have 365 days.
You won't catch me once, though.
I'm already out.
365 days to come up with your money and your funds and your way. WrestleMania in New Orleans. Let's do it.
I'm out. Bro, I'm broke as shit, man. I can't. If I'm putting that kind of money aside, it cannot go to WrestleMania tickets. Like, it's when that shit comes to Philly, I'm gonna do my best to worm, you know, room in AC and get this as cheaply done as possible. But no, New Orleans is out of the budget. Sorry, folks.
When you say it's out of the budget, let me ask you this: can you get there?
No. Come I mean, on, I can Bello. Get there. I'm out, man. I'm not. I'm not at that point in my life yet.
I'm in for NO.
We're making it happen. Bello, unfortunately, you're going to have to miss it.
I'm missing it. Isn't it better to just be honest about it? I could be like, oh, yeah, I'm going. And then, like, a year from now, it's just like, you guys are saying at WrestleMania, like, remember when Bello said he was fucking coming? Like, what a dick. Yeah, no, I'm not putting myself in that situation. We're good.
That's fine. Don't even worry.
I
about
love
it.
Bello, yo.
Oh, he's Bello's MVP.
Moment, I just fell in love with you, Bello.
Oh, honestly. Thanks, fam.
That was great. Like, that was easy. I could have just fucking lied and hyped you up and shit, but no. Yeah. That's a real nigga right
What's going to be funnier is a year from now when we're doing this podcast all together on the night of WrestleMania and neither one of you were there. And I'm going, remember when you motherfucker said you were going to WrestleMania last year?
Oh, no. I'm going only like because, you know. Who's 10 minutes away?
10 hours, I'm sorry.
Oh, but okay. So, because I was supposed to go this year and I couldn't have to sell those tickets, that money is already put aside for next year. So, I'm going. Right.
All right. Well, Hayes is going. He'll be in NOLA.
I have a Snapchat fund that it literally deposits into an account that I do not know the password to. And, I can't get it out until WrestleMania.
That's right. I'll call my Russian friends. And I think that's a good way to end. So that's it. Obviously, well, we didn't even do plugs, but you know where to find us. And if not, there's gonna be like 95 other shows on this network that you can listen to over the course of the weekend, and we will tell you where to find all of us and all things related to us.
Fame Black on all social media.
CEO Hayes everywhere.
WWPN Bello, Twitter, and Twitter only.
Peace.
Mind, now I got mine, I'm swayed. Is it real, son? Is it really real, son? Let me know it's real, son, if it's really real. Something I can feel, son, loaded up and kill. 124 feel, son, if it's really real. When I was a little stereo, I listened to some champion. I always wonder when I would be the number one. Yeah. Now you listen to the dog on. And the dog on Sonorin. And in the dog on come just me. Just me. Why me, I'm
with the map, bring the rope. The only way you hang is by the neck. Go off set, come into your projects, take it as a threat. Better yet, it's a promise coming from a vet. Want some movie, you know. You can bet your bottom dollar, hey, I'm on. And it's gonna get even worse, word to God. It's the who coming through, thinking for they garment. Moving on your last outform, it's the map. Came to represent and call my name in your chest. You can come test, realize you're no contest. Son, I'm the gun that win that old Wild West. Quick on the draw with my hands on the floor. 9-3-11 with the bucket rhymes galore. Check it, cause I think not when this hip hop's like proper. Rhymes be the proof while I'm drinking 90 proof, huh? Vodka, no OJ, no straw. When you give it to me, yeah, give it to me, bro. I burn. And when you drink, absolute straight, it burn. Enough to get my chest here as a perm. I don't need a chemical blow to pull up. All I need is chemical bank to pay them up. Is it real, son? Is it really real, son? Let me know it's real, son, if it's really real. Something I can feel, son. Load it up and kill one. Want it raw deal, son, if it's really real.